This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
So how long do you fight this? I mean, you look back like Breyer got on the court with an 87-9 vote. Ginsburg, 96-3. Will we ever get back to those days?
Well, we put a very clear option before the president. He can put up Merrick Garland. Merrick Garland can be debated. He can be voted on. And then we're back on track in terms of the responsibility of the Senate, and you no longer have a stolen seat. Now, maybe he gets approved, maybe he gets opposed, but at least the Senate will have done its job, and you won't have this big constitutional problem hanging over the court. Listen, if you let this precedent stand, for every future vacancy, there's going to be the temptation to say, hey, that seat was stolen, let's steal the seat back. This is a terrible, terrible moment for the way the court is viewed in America, this institution that is so important to our constitutional system.
Void of history, isn't he? I mean, does he have any idea what's, I mean, you know, for him to make that statement? Of course, this is Jeff Merkley, by the way, the junior senator from Oregon. And it's interesting how Democrats and progressives conveniently forget history. They've been doing this nonstop. I mean, they've rejected nominations of Republican presidents for decades. Now, all of a sudden, this one happens, and according to their rules, because even Barack Obama, Harry Reid, others said, don't even think about it, George Bush. Don't even enter it. And we're like 2 years out. Okay, this one here was less than a year, and they knew what the situation was. But Barack Obama can't help himself. He's got to stick a spoke in the, you know, a little stick in the eyes of the Republicans. And so he got what he wanted, you know. And the thing is that I don't know if you're getting this at all, but Scott, you know, think about all the landmines that President Obama left in his wake when he left office. You know, in the old days, when they would be leaving a town, when the previous conquering entity would leave a town, they would, you know, fill in the wells. They would throw salt on the land, you know, just to create problems and make it more difficult for the next regime. This is what Barack Obama did. I mean, this is so juvenile, what he has done. And nobody's reporting on it. It's like, you know, they're not even figuring this out. I mean, because at every turn, whether it's deep state operatives who are loyal to him and loyal to Hillary Clinton, and they're all whining because Hillary Clinton, come on, was a poor candidate. That's why she lost. And these knuckleheads, they're telling everybody up into the last day, ah, hey, it's going to be a runaway. I mean, she's got it. She's in the bag, 95% in.
My favorite thing is the Hillary thing is that they talk about her and they say, well, yeah, we know it was a bad candidate, but who are they talking about running in 2020?
Yeah.
Her again.
Well, because she's in a leather outfit. That leather outfit changes everything, Scott. I'm just saying, you know.
Definitely changes how much food I can keep down. it's just weird to me. Basically, what they're saying here is do what we want, and we'll work with you.
Yeah, mainstream. These are the mainstream judges. Mainstream judges. Definition.
I don't even know what that means. What does that mean?
Well, it's their perspective is what it means. I mean, that's clearly what they're saying, insulting everybody else. In other words, if you don't enter into the groupthink that we have here, then you're irrelevant, and we're not going to listen to you. That's what this is all about. I mean, come on.
Is mainstream that I go off of how I feel this should be interpreted, or do I go off of, you know, do I look at previous cases and follow what previous judges have ruled? And, you know, look, they can whine and complain about Garland all they want, but if they don't do this, we're going to lose out on somebody that's very good for us. Very good for the country.
He's concerned about following precedent. Let me tell you, and some of the Democrats are starting to get it. The nuclear option is exercised. Lordy, lordy. It changes everything. And again, who brought in the nuclear option but the Democrats and Harry Reid? By the way, I want everybody to know we are live on Twitter. If you want to chime in, we want to hear from you. Hashtag BML Talk. Hashtag BML Talk. Let us know your thoughts. Get involved in the conversation. It is welcome. Your voice is welcome here. We don't limit mainstream. Mainstream is mainstream on Bill Martinez Live.
diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that's our mission. In spite of what Congress would want to do, you know, the Democrats want to continue to chew on whatever they can chew on. If they can wait out the clock and run out the clock, as they say, for the next 4 years, what a mess, huh? It's not like we have them running for office, but they're doing everything they can to discombobulate everything. And here to tell us more and discuss it even further, the one and only Megan Barth, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. Miss Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing great on this Friday. How are you doing, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much for being with us as always. Boy, the Dems are just beside themselves. Another busy week there on the Beltway. You know, here it is. They're doing everything they can to, and I would even say some of the Republicans try to keep up with Donald Trump. You know, he is a house of fire, but meanwhile, all they can do is try to trip up the process with leaks and rumors and this resistance on Gorsuch. And oh yeah, let's keep chasing the Putin boogeyman, right?
Well, right, and chasing the Putin boogeyman is capturing the headlines, of course, as the press continues to carry their water. And there is no there. There's not even a scintilla of evidence that has been presented. But they're doing this as a distraction and a diversion because the outgoing administration now has been caught red-handed in conducting massive, wide, dragnet-like espionage on the incoming Trump administration, and by doing so, created a multiple felonies by unmasking private individuals and their conversations and identities amongst the network of the politicized intelligence agencies. And we know this because Dr. Evelyn Farkas, who should become a household name like Lois Lerner, basically stated that on multiple news agencies back on March 2nd, I believe,
right,
whereby she confirmed that the Hillary campaign was also involved, along with the Barack Obama administration, of collecting as much intelligence information as they can and disseminating it far and wide so the information and intelligence that they gathered could not be destroyed by the incoming administration.
Exactly. And look what happened. I mean, going into it, see, all the foundation was there. What did President Obama do days before he left office but expand the exposure of national security data? So it went from, what, a limited number, I think less than half a dozen people who were able to look at the raw data, now 17-plus different agencies.
Not just 17-plus people, 17-plus agencies.
Agencies, yes, exactly. So, yeah. I mean, we exponentially increased it. And to Dr. Farkas's statement to support that, because lest it would be lost in infamy and in the dust of a president leaving office, that's his justification. I mean, he did everything he can to spoil the well here. And people got to understand, Barack Obama did us no favors when he was in office. He did us no favors as he left office. This is one self-serving, totally idiocratic man on steroids. That's all I can say. I mean, I want to try to keep it controlled here because I'm so upset for what he did and how he, I mean, forget about what Putin did. What did he do to destroy and try to destroy this republic?
Right. And again, he was going to fundamentally transform this country, which he tried to do, but he also fundamentally transformed our country by politicizing our intelligence agencies. And what has happened now with James Comey, I have no idea why he is still sitting as head of and director of the FBI.
You and about 99% of America right now feel the same way.
That's right. And so why he's still in the role that he's in, I simply don't have an answer for. I'm incredulous over it because we do know that he lied to Congress when he took the oath and testified in front of Congress alongside with Mike Rogers that he had no knowledge of any espionage or spying going on in the Trump administration, or excuse me, the Trump campaign at the time, when he knew full well. He had to know.
Yeah.
And who gave the order? Barack Obama, when he allowed that dissemination by through executive order to share all of that information, knew that they were collecting the intelligence, and that's why he shared the information so it wouldn't be destroyed by the incoming administration. So what I would like to see are congressional hearings whereby we drag the likes of Hillary Clinton, Dr. Evelyn Farkas, Lynch, Barack
Loretta
Obama,
Lynch, right.
In front to testify, and I will guarantee you that half of them will take the fifth as to not incriminate themselves.
Right. It's not, you know, chances of that happening. Look what they had to do even with this. It was so disturbing that they said, okay, we've got to have a meeting behind closed doors with Comey to try to get the answers, because he's going to say, I'm sure his way out and his plausible deniability is, look, I couldn't really officially talk about that. You know that. You were asking me questions that were inappropriate because they breached national security. Well, I mean, you know, comes from a man who's been breaching it three ways to Sunday. It's interesting that that is your convenient get-out-of-jail card. That's what he's exercised. And, of course, the Democrats are going to do everything they can to support it because, sadly, for somebody who is, and this is the thing I've been saying for, you know, about the last year now, is whenever they talk about James Comey, what is the first thing they always say about him?
Oh, that he's fair and he's a good
exactly.
guy, unless, of course, he's...
And he's a man of he's a man of integrity, all
yeah.
this good stuff, and, you know, but now you get this transitionary phrase that comes in, but, you know, that powerful but word that slips in now. And it's starting to be capitalized, and the bold type is coming out louder and clearer. And this is why, you know, I say 99%. Certainly, that's not factual. That's a broad brush. You know, I'm being hyperbolic here. It's hyperbole, so forgive me. But I would say that a growing number of Americans, probably beginning to surpass the majority level now, have lost their confidence in one James Comey.
No, absolutely, and I'm sure that he'll probably say that, you know, people just acted extremely careless with this information. I mean, this is how far and wide this corruption was allowed to take root and grow under the Barack Obama administration, because the whole entire Barack Obama administration was entirely corrupt from top to bottom, because when you have a DOJ led by the likes of racist Eric Holder, and then a DOJ led by Loretta Lynch, who was meeting with the husband of the woman who was under investigation just a week prior to the decision by the FBI, who worked for Loretta Lynch, thereby you have complete corruption and an abridgment of the rule of law.
Right.
But the Democrats don't like to follow all the laws, only certain laws.
Boy,
right?
they got upset when Nunez went to talk to the president, right? We're not talking an attorney general here. We're talking a committee chair who goes and talks with the president to share some information, some new information he just received, and they went nuts. But, hey, let's not talk about what happened at the tarmac in Arizona.
Right, exactly. And let's not talk about the spying that occurred on average Americans and then were unmasked and disseminated. So they want to talk about everything but the truth and the facts at hand.
Well, I'll tell you, Megan, you know what you're pointing to is this country, and it's known it for quite a while, it needs to do some soul searching, because we are so off the mark right now, just as you pointed out, what Loretta Lynch, what AG Eric Holder has done, the transformation that even went down to the moral foundation of this country, so affected by this past administration. I got to tell you, we have got to find our soul and our moral compass, or we're in serious trouble. More from Megan Barth. Stay with us, America.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America, reminding you that, look, we're live on Twitter right now. If you have a question, by all means, get involved. Let us know if you have something that you want to ask of Megan. By all means, hashtag BML Talk, and we'll get it on the air right away. Thank you so much for joining us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. We're live. Well, Miss Megan, we've got General Flynn requesting immunity if he goes before the Intelligence Committee to testify.
Well, and I don't blame him because of how politicized, like I said, not only our intelligence agencies, but just Washington in general with these committees that have been established in order to oversee the intelligence. And so, you know, this has been an ongoing witch hunt. You know, Michael Flynn was the first basically political assassination by the left, whereby they again leaked private information, which was Michael Flynn's communications, to the press, which was a felony up to 10 years. And so, you know, he knows he's the target. He was already targeted and basically politically executed in order to deny him a position as, I think it was head of the NSA, that he was going to be appointed.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And this should tell you, because the NSA was also involved in this. And they, you know, he became a political, Michael Flynn became a political enemy of the outgoing administration, the Barack Obama administration, as well as the Hillary Clinton campaign, when he took the Republican national stage and said that Hillary Clinton should be jailed. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the knives came out. And so, like I said, he was the first casualty. And so he wants to protect himself because he knows how corrupt Washington, D.C. and our agencies of the federal government have become.
Well, there's no question there's a story to be told there and understood with Mike Flynn. You've got a three-star general, retired, at his level, knowing, I mean, it wasn't like he was ignorant of the law. He had to know what was going on, and so he had to be cleverly set up on all this. I mean, there is a lot more to this, and it would take something like a deep state operation, which has been suggested, to bring him under, and along with that, how much innuendo, how much suggestion, and, my question to him is, okay, tell me exactly what you told the vice president, because I want to believe that you have integrity. And that there's something there that you just weren't flat out lying about something that you just underreported, misreported in the heat of battle and in the rush of everything. You just didn't dot the I's correctly and cross the T's, and you didn't know what wave two was behind the questions that were, you know, made to the vice president. So he looked bad as a result of this information. There's got to be some understanding. I just cannot believe Mike Flynn would do that.
Yeah, I had a hard time, especially when we haven't seen any of the communications, that he truly lied. You know, did he mislead? Perhaps. But, you know, he didn't know that he was being, he didn't know that he was going to be unmasked and be and there was an assassination attempt ongoing against him and the incoming administration. He didn't know his private conversations were going to be leaked, because that's a felony. And so, you know, perhaps he didn't recall, but I'm really curious, because he's not looking to take the fifth, is he, like Lois Lerner?
No.
He's not looking to not self-incriminate by taking the fifth. He's just simply looking for immunity.
Right.
Which means that he understands that what he is going to uncover may be damaging, and I believe it's going to be damaging to the left, to the past administration and the Hillary Clinton campaign, and he knows that once you become an enemy of the left, a political enemy, they will do everything they can to destroy you.
Do you imagine the legal costs on this, Megan?
This is why Barack Obama weaponized the bureaucracies against his political enemies. And when you talk about the costs associated, this is what creates, you know, bankruptcies.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how people cannot fight the federal government, because it takes so much money in it for your defense. If you look at Katherine Engelbrecht as an example of it, and this should be a household name,
mm-hmm.
she is the one that started True the Vote in Houston, Texas, because she saw, as a poll watcher, a lot of fraud going on. Well, she and her husband had a business of 25 years in Houston. They operated without any federal agencies ever knocking on their door.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as she started True the Vote, five different federal agencies descended on her family business, and it nearly bankrupted the business because of the legal fees.
Exactly. Well, and this is the disgusting thing. I mean, again, time and again, we're warned about this. What happened with Lois Lerner, as you brought her name up earlier, the IRS used against Tea Party patriots to this day. Some Tea Parties have not been able to get their exemption, which is disgusting beyond measure, not to mention the fact that it took the Tea Party, it rendered them near useless for how many voting cycles. Had they had their tax exemption, what would they have been able to do? They'd have been a much powerful force. But to their credit, they stayed at the ground level, grassroots, were able to still be effective. But how much more had it not been for the interference of Eric Holder and our supposed justice system.
No, you're absolutely right, and that was purposeful. And again, the Tea Parties were a political enemy. Gibson Guitar was a political right. enemy. Republican car dealerships, up in the Northwest, became political enemies because they were Republican donors. And so when you look across the spectrum of the political enemies list of Barack Obama, it was far and wide.
No doubt.
And this is when people fear their government, there is tyranny. And so now we have Dr. Evelyn Farkas, who on many different news programs confirmed that there was a widespread dragnet conducted by the Barack Obama administration and the Hillary Clinton campaign, because it happened while she was in the Hillary Clinton campaign, in order to gather as much information on the incoming administration as possible, and in her words, share that information far and wide so that information could not be destroyed by the incoming administration. She needs to be dragged in front of a congressional committee, as well as Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Loretta Lynch, Eric Holder, and the rest of them, and they need to testify in front of Congress. And I'll guarantee you they're not going to ask for immunity like Michael Flynn. They'll plead the fifth.
Exactly. Well, Megan, I want to move on to what Mike Pence did last night in breaking the tie to defund Planned Parenthood. And part two of that story is the David DeLeiden story. David, who exposed Planned Parenthood for selling baby parts, which last time I checked is very illegal, not even barely illegal, but very illegal to do. And he is being indicted and he's under threat of a 20-year prison sentence for exposing this illegality. And Planned Parenthood, the worst that happens to them is they get defunded. That's it.
Exactly.
Which is inconsequential. I mean, these are two different steps, but I'm just in the headline story of Planned Parenthood, this is just ridiculous.
Yeah, and who's leading the political assassination against this filmmaker is Javier Becerra.
Yes.
As the Attorney General of California, Javier Becerra is a radical, radical leftist, and also a huge donor to Planned Parenthood. And so he's presented and charged them with 15, I believe it is, different felonies, as you say, that carry a weight of about 20 years in prison. But this is the California kangaroo court for you. This is California. And when you look at Javier Becerra and Javier Becerra's past, he, along with Eric Holder, is part of the resistance that has been created in order to defy federal law. And see, here's the problem with the Democrats. They like to pick and choose the laws that they want to follow, whether it's prosecuting this young kid for filming without consent in California. They'll follow those laws,
yeah.
But they won't follow federal immigration laws because it doesn't suit their means.
Yeah, this whole resistance movement, and you know, it was kind of interesting that Hillary Clinton came out of the woods, as they say, in leather pants. If her hairstyle would have been similar to Princess Leia, the resistance would have been on, right?
That's a whole other story. Maybe we can cover that after the
break. You think so, right? Hey, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us. Surely we jest because her name isn't Shirley. It is Megan Barth, the one and only, the founder, proprietor of Reagan Babe, that's B-A-B-E now, .com, nationally recognized political commentator, women's advocate. Miss Megan, always good to have you with us. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
You too, thanks.
Bill Martinez, we're at you live at 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
This report is brought to you by Kelley Blue Book. The expert editors at Kelley Blue Book, the vehicle valuation and information source trusted by both consumers and the automotive industry, recently announced the 12 best family cars of 2017. With a keen focus on factors like safety, value, comfort and convenience, cargo versatility, technology, and child safety car seats, the KBB.com editors recommend their choices for a diverse group of new vehicles that best meet the needs of today's families. They brought together last year's winners and the best of the new and redesigned 2017 models for back-to-back testing. Jack R. Nerad, Executive Editorial Director and Executive Market Analyst, KBB.com.
Our editors enlisted the help of their families, which includes children spanning a full range of ages from toddlers to college students, and even a few who have made it out into the real world, to put this year's contenders to a real-world test. selecting a total of 12 new vehicles deemed worthy of being named Kelley Blue Book's Best Family Car of 2017.
For more information, visit KBB.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, Monday through Friday, and these 280 outlets that we have, at least, and growing. In fact, starting Monday, we will be coming to New York. Details to follow. Stay tuned. David Drucker is with us, but before we get with David, I do want to remind you that we are tweeting live right now, so you want to get involved in the conversation, respond to the brilliant things that David is going to be sharing with us, by all means, hashtag BML Talk. Meanwhile, from James to Archer Jr., when we were talking about the obstacles that Barack Obama, the administration, and the Democrats have been creating for us, he says, creating obstacles is a path to failure. Overcoming obstacles is a path to success. Great insight there. David Drucker, senior congressional correspondent for the Washington Examiner, previously reported for CQ Roll Call and was the former associate politics editor for Roll Call, as well as reporting for the Los Angeles Daily News. David, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm good. Good to be here.
Hey, pressure is on the leader of the House, Paul Ryan. The health care bill, you know, we got problems with it. Everybody thought it was dead. That's it. But I think he got a lot of heat, probably some conversation that we are not fully aware of. But the heat is on coming from the Oval Office to the leader to get things back on track, and the leadership of the GOP meeting over this health care proposition, what to do with repealing and replacing. You're there, so what did you see?
Well, I don't think they have a path forward yet. I mean, the president and Paul Ryan are, in a sense, both under pressure to try and get this thing done. Obviously, it was a major campaign promise. Republicans are interested in getting this done, and there's a health care problem. Mm-hmm. Premiums continue to go up. A lot of insurance companies are pulling out of particular markets, leaving people with less of a choice. And so when you have high deductibles, and I could go on and on.
Right.
But neither the president nor the speaker have yet figured out how to put together a coalition of 216 to 218 Republican votes that it's going to take in the House mm-hmm. to get this done. And then you've got the Senate, which is a whole nother matter. Obviously, okay. First things first. But right now, I don't really think they're materially in a different place than they were a week ago today.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, David, some have said, why didn't the GOP just sit back and just let Obamacare, I mean, it's already on its last legs. Just let it live out its life cycle and then try to repair it. Why did they step in at this point? But because of the promises, as you stated earlier, if they allowed that, then they could they'd probably end up with more blame than they care to have.
Yeah, look, when you're in control of all branches of government, the voters aren't going to give you a pass for the problems happening on your watch just because you didn't cause them. And the whole point of running for office usually is, you know, these politicians run around and say, everything's so horrible, elect me and I'll fix it. Well, that's what the president did.
Right.
That's obviously what congressional Republicans did. And so it's just the notion that you can let it fail because people are going to keep blaming Obama and the Democrats is just simply not credible.
Right. Exactly. And the thing is, with Donald Trump being the CEO that he is, and the manager that he is has been and his experience in that, he knows the way you run business is that you can't blame the people that are working for you. If you're a manager, you're in charge. The buck stops there. It's your responsibility. And I'm sure he reminded Paul Ryan of that.
Well, I don't know if the president understands that or not. I mean, look, he was clearly a successful businessman, but he ran a very closely held family business.
Mm-hmm.
And he never had to deal with, you know, 500 politicians who fashion themselves their own boss.
Right.
And the way our government is set up, and in fact, the boss of him.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole reason you have a White House, if you're a political party, is so that you can mediate these intra-party disputes and get, you know, members of Congress who are all over the place because they represent different districts and states with different concerns on the same page. And so ultimately, I really think it's on the president, especially because he's, you know, he ran as a, you know, really great negotiator who was going to get things done again and who was smarter than all the idiots that are living in Washington. Mm-hmm. And that's, if he doesn't have government experience, he didn't have as much formal political experience, but this was supposed to be his forte. So far, he's not getting it done. It'll be interesting to see if the fight that he is now instigating with the conservatives in the House that helped sink the health care bill,
mm-hmm.
those the guys in the Freedom Caucus,
right.
if he comes out on top in that fight and it helps him move legislation going forward.
Yeah, I'm like you. I'm a little nervous with him trying to cause an unnecessary fight with them because I think to your point on this, David, if I'm hearing you correctly, and excuse me if I'm misinterpreting you, but, you know, all leadership begins with vision. You got to have a clear-cut vision and a dream and passion for what you believe in that's engaging. And I think that's been lacking in Donald Trump's leadership. I mean, just to say we're going to make America great again, you know, what does that look like? You know, we're going to have a terrific health care. The question all week here on our show has been, what's your idea of terrific health care? And so there needs to be more meat on the bones, and I think that's what people are looking for here. And even the Freedom Caucus is that they're looking for some specifics, but it sounds to me that they're getting closer. And all that to say that Paul Ryan, after this, really needs a victory. And you wrote about his focus now in Atlanta, and I'm glad to hear this because I'm thinking, wait a minute, you can't allow this seat in Atlanta to go by the wayside and for the Democrats to win this by default, can you?
No, I mean, look, that would be a big blow to Republicans. It would really energize Democrats if they could win a seat that really is a Republican seat. It was held by Tom Price, the president's Health and Human Services Secretary, for years. So the fact that Republicans are fighting for this seat, I mean, it's the smart thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to lose.
No.
But it shows that, you know, the political atmospherics are not perfect for the party right now. And I think in part, because the healthcare debate broke down, there are some Republican voters that might wonder what they're getting for the majority. And when you're dealing with a special election where people aren't accustomed to showing up and don't normally have to show up on that particular day to vote, these sorts of, you know, enthusiasm issues can be a big deal.
Well, this is coming, in mid-April, April 18th, right?
Yep, that's it.
Yeah. So, and Paul Ryan's PAC, $2.2 million in Georgia's suburban Atlanta 6th District. That's a lot of money here, David. So this should definitely move the needle.
Yeah, they're going to spend more. The National Republican Congressional Committee, the official campaign arm of the House GOP, is also spending money now. So the Democrats have been spending a lot of money there. In part, they want to sort of see if they can translate all of this elevated activism they're experiencing into electoral victory. They also want to test, you know, some new field operations and data operations. And they really got nothing to lose, because if they lose, they were supposed to lose. And if they win, it's a big upset. Republicans, I think, are now fully engaged. So we'll see what happens.
Exactly. So what do you see for next week?
Well, next week is going to be dominated by the Senate and the floor debate to confirm Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court. He will be confirmed one way or the other if Democrats don't back off their filibuster and allow for this to go to a straight up or down vote where you only need 51 votes. Then I think Republicans will invoke the nuclear option, or as they like to call it, the Reid rule.
Right.
And they will break the rules of the Senate to change the rules so that it only takes 51 votes to kill a filibuster of a Supreme Court justice nominee.
Exactly. Well, and that's what we've been saying. Do the Democrats want it nice, or do they want it nuclear? That's the question, isn't it?
Say that again.
I said the question for the Democrats from the Republicans is, do you want it nice, or do you want it nuclear?
Yeah.
Gorsuch is going to get confirmed one way or another.
Yeah, look, Republicans are still mad. They're still mad at the Democrats from 2013 when Harry Reid invoked the nuclear option. Maybe they shouldn't be mad. I know a lot of Democrats think they don't have a right to be mad, but the fact is they are. Mm-hmm. And after everything McConnell did last year to make sure Merrick Garland, President Obama's nominee, to fill the Scalia seat, didn't even get a hearing, there's just no way they're going to let a nominee like Gorsuch, who, by all accounts, is basically the most perfect nominee we've seen in a long time from a personal and political level, and they're not going to let him on the support.
Well, David Drucker, thank you so much. As always, great to have your insight. We look forward to what is coming next week, because it is a reality show at its finest almost. David Drucker, senior congressional correspondent for the Washington Examiner. Don't forget, we are tweeting live right now. Chime in. Let us know your thoughts. Hashtag BML Talk. It is 18 before the top of the hour.
Hello, I'm Dr. Chira Curry, a board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. Every day, I see many patients whose lives would be enriched by hearing aids, but who simply cannot afford the thousands of dollars needed to pay for them. I made it my mission to find a way to manufacture medical-grade, affordable hearing aids. Working with other doctors and audiologists, I developed the MD Hearing Aid Air, which costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids.
See how the MD Hearing Aid Air can help you once again enjoy conversations, even in noisy places. Call 1-800-416-1526 to speak with one of their trained specialists. Reconnect with your life with MD Hearing Aid's affordable quality hearing solutions at a fraction of the cost of custom hearing aids. Right now, take advantage of their exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-416-1526. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-416-1526.
This report is brought to you by Cologuard. Patients 50 years or older and at average risk for colon cancer now have greater access to newer screening options, including Cologuard, a non-invasive at-home stool DNA test. Last June, the country's preeminent preventive health task force issued guidelines stating that newer methods such as Cologuard provide as much benefit to patients as traditional methods like colonoscopy. Cologuard offers people 50 and older at average risk for colorectal cancer an easy-to-use screening test they can do at home. Dr. Franjo Vladic, gastroenterologist, the Center for Digestive Health in Cleveland, Ohio.
Colorectal cancer, if detected early, has a more favorable outcome. However, because so many are reluctant to participate in traditional screening, access to non-invasive and easy-to-use alternatives like Cologuard is critical to improving compliance.
Cologuard is not for everyone and is not a replacement for diagnostic or surveillance colonoscopy in high-risk individuals. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. To learn more about Cologuard, visit CologuardTest.com by prescription only.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're tweeting live. Let us know your thoughts. Get involved in the conversation. Okay, your opinion does count. Hashtag BML Talk. We need to hear from you, especially on these items that we've been talking with you about, what Megan Barth had shared with us in breaking down, you know, what is going on here with Neil Gorsuch. What do you say? I mean, even David Drucker, as we were discussing, do the Republicans use the Reid option, which is amazing to me because the Democrats seem so surprised that the Republicans would use it. And it's like, well, you set the precedent. Now we're talking about supposedly violating, you know, Senate rules. The precedent's already been set in place by your own party, and now there is disdain, quite hypocritical, but hey, that's the order of the day. It's, you get away with whatever you think you can get away with. And of course, if the lie is repeated often enough, somehow people begin to give it accommodation and give it place. This is the problem with the lie, because not only do they give it place, and somehow it has, you know, the incredible has credibility. I mean, this is like, you know, this incredible situation that's been happening with David DeLayden. David and his associate goes out and films Planned Parenthood selling baby parts, which is illegal to no end. Nothing has been said, no indictment, nothing. Nobody goes to jail from Planned Parenthood. You think of all the baby parts and the families that were involved, the young women whose aborted babies were sold out piece by piece. And, you know, no harm, no foul. But DeLayden, who captures this on tape now, is being attacked by California, and he's could be facing a 20-year prison sentence for things that are, you know, really minor in scope and in comparison, I would think. You know, this is how ridiculous it has become. But again, you find out very quickly just how powerful some of these lobbies and some of these contradictory forces are all about, when there has been a growing number of people here in America saying, look, we just do not want our tax dollars to support abortions. End of story. And they've given the option to Planned Parenthood and said, look, delineate a different part of your organization. If you wanted, if that's what you want to still do, hey, you can do this, but we're not going to give the money to a general fund that somehow gets blended into the overall budget and makes the American people complicit with something they don't believe in. And it has been a long time coming. And, of course, last night it was the vice president who broke the tie to defund Planned Parenthood. The fight's not over. That it will continue. But as we have discussed with many people involved in the abortion industry, what the truth of the matter is all about, the consequences. It is not as easy as some would suggest, that it's just a bunch of cells. It matters not. But, you know, we go back in history and see, when did we change the definition? When did we confuse the definition? This is why words matter. As soon as we start confusing the words and the definition, then it accommodates it accommodates this kind of behavior. If you want to call it sin, you can call it sin. If you, breaking the law, however it is. But words do matter. You know, it's just a fetus. It's just a bunch of cells. And this is what, the abortionists tell these young girls who are faced with this. You know, really, it's a life-changing decision. It is not a momentarily decision that comes and goes away. I will tell you that it is life-changing based on the anecdotal responses of people who have gone through and have experienced abortion, how it's broken their hearts and how to this day they still carry it in their hearts. And it wakes them up in the wee hours of the morning, realizing what they have done. As you've heard me say before in talking with women, I that was quite interesting when I started hearing them refer to their babies, and they would say how old the child would have been had they not been aborted. This is crushing. This has deeper implication than the government stepping in and saying, hey, we'll take care of that. We're the government of everything, and we'll create this law, or in this case, the government was the Supreme Court that did this and said, hey, we're going to accommodate for 1%, less than 1%, maybe about 1%, I guess, of people who get pregnant because of, something in terms of rape, where the mother's life is at hand. This is a mere exception, represents less than 2% of the abortions today, 98%, mostly out of convenience. Oop, wrong sex. It's meaningless anyway, because it's just a bunch of cells. It doesn't matter. So you say, until you are, waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning, staring at the ceiling tiles and saying, what did I do? And not to mention all the other complications that have occurred, including death, where women have been improperly, because this is all about women's safety, right? And women have been abused. And of course, you heard us in terms of our discussion with Phelan and his book on the doctor. All of a sudden, my brain is going blank here. So forgive me, but that with what he did, and the amount of live babies that were born and how they were, Kermit Gosnell, yes, Kermit Gosnell, and it's just absolutely disgusting. This is the kind of stuff that we've opened the door to, and it's been suggested that Gosnell is, kind of the tip of the iceberg. He was just found out. He was ignored for a long time. What was going on there in that abortion clinic? It was because of prescription. He was selling prescription drugs illegally out the back door, making millions of dollars there. They finally caught up with him, and investigators, and one of the people says, well, somebody died here. What do you mean somebody? Well, somebody died here. And they check it out and find out it hadn't been reported, been underreported. And as they looked into it further and further and realized they had a serious mess on their hands, and Gosnell is... he's in jail, but he still thinks he's going to get out.
Which of all the crimes he committed, the prescription drugs was okay.
by comparison.
Unbelievable.
And the way he disposed of the babies and that sort of thing, just absolutely disgusting. But again, this is this is what happens. And where is it, where is the offense? Where does it occur? In the poor communities of our country. And this is what's happening, to the poor people. I mean, basically, as Dr. Ben Carson said, this amounts to, a modern day genocide. But, the people are shrugging over this stuff. And, Planned Parenthood continues to live another day because of, the influence that they have, the funding of politicians, the buying of politicians, they have in their hip pocket to continue to protect their interests, all in the name of protecting women. And how do you protect women when they fight at every turn? I mean, they resist even having local doctors at these abortion clinics have access to a medical facility so that in the case of any kind of emergency, that they can deal with this and be able to transport a woman who is in trouble after an abortion, that she can be medically cared for in something that requires more than just, you know, some general office that you conduct abortions with that can only handle a minimal amount of emergency.
Well, why? Here's my question that I've always had about it. Why does it only seem like when all this stuff comes out, only one side gets mad about this? Mm-hmm. This should be something that everybody gets mad out
exactly.
over.
This is the partisanship. This is what we've come down to. It's just everything's a debate, and it seems so obvious that I mean, we can agree. Look, we want women to be safe, and there is that philosophical divide, and I would even say a moral and religious divide. You know, those who are Christians and believe in God believe what God said. He said that we have a choice between life and death to make. And this is another one of those choices that is glaring. I mean, when you consider almost 60 million abortions, you choose abortion, that's death. And God was clear. Look, life is what you want to choose. That represents me. That glorifies me. And that will be good for you in choosing life. And for those stories and the witnesses of people whose mothers chose life that could have aborted their children and did not, amazing, because you think about these stars. I think Tim Tebow has a story that says that as well. Abby Johnson, what she went through. There's others, whose mothers. Now, I think Abby Johnson was so much a situation of that she was near aborted. She worked for Planned Parenthood, saw what was going inside, and revolted against it, and now is become a vanguard for life and against the anti-abortion factories, because she saw it firsthand. You know, their disconnect and their lack of concern for women. They didn't want to do follow-up. They just wanted to do the abortion, and this is Abby's words. They wanted to do the abortion, take the money and run. And you know, when she says, well, I think, you know, these women need some counseling afterwards, don't even bring it up. We don't even want to go there. So, but these are the ones that protect women, right? And are fighting for women's causes. Amazing. That's the big lie. And this is one of many big lies that this country has bought into. And as Andy Andrews says, the way you get people to buy into a lie, you just make it bigger and keep repeating it. And before you know it, like they did in World War II, hey, you kill 11 million people. But here in this country, it's almost 60 million. This is Bill Martinez. The conversation continues. Stay with us.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's called the deep.